I think that enlargement as a general phenomenon is a good thing for the European Union, that enlargement should not stop or should not be stopped by some participants. And the Czech Republic, as a new member state, has declared several times that it will not be putting some obstacles on the way of those who are just now applying for membership, but would rather help them and would be definitely in favor of such a membership. So from both points of view, I think that we should have a positive approach to prospective Turkish membership in the EU.
The EU began official negotiations with Turkey on October the 3rd, 2005, and the target accession date is expected to be anywhere between 10 to 20 years from now. Czech Senator Jozef Jarab sees Turkey's eventual EU membership as good for Europe, and his reasons are primarily strategic.
Turkey is one of the countries that is Muslim. It is an outreach to a very hot area, the Middle East. It has or tries to have good working relations with Israel and Palestinians. So I would say that it is a sort of safeguarding territory for the future development of international relations for Europe. Also, of course, Turkey would be one territory through which we could bypass the importance of Russia as an access to energy that we can hardly imagine the future of Europe without.
Although Turkey could provide Europe with access to energy sources in the Caspian Basin, there is also concern that Turkey's lower economic productivity could be a major drain on EU regional funding and on the current agricultural policy. Jan Zahradil has this to say about European fears over Turkey weighing on EU funding.
This only could indicate that the whole system should be reformed, and most of all, the CAP, the Common Agricultural Policy, could be maybe removed at all after 2013.
Despite the complexities of EU expansion, all the Czech politicians who took part in the conference were in favor of Turkey joining the European Union. There are plenty of political voices in the Czech Republic against the further expansion, but, politically at least, support for Turkey is stronger here than in most Central European countries.
Linda Masterly is there with that report.